The Region 8 Equity Assistance Center at Metropolitan State University of Denver is guided by its mission to provide, upon request,
technical assistance, training, and staff development for school boards, school districts,
tribal education agencies, charter schools, and other responsible governmental agencies.
We strive to promote equitable education opportunities and access for all students.
We seek to improve equity, access, and participation in high-quality, research-based opportunities for education for all students.
We work to reduce disparities between and among groups where they may arise.
Hello, and welcome to Equity Today, the EAC Region 8 podcast. I'm Tyler, and I'm sitting here today with Amber Mose, and today we are going to discuss an upcoming conference that the EAC is hosting. What would you say we're doing?
Sponsoring. One of the two major sponsors of this conference.
Okay, well, yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay, so the conference is titled African American Students in Urban Schools, Critical Issues and Solutions for Achievement. And this is a collaboration between the Region 8 Equity Assistance Center and the Urban Education Collaborative at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, where our grant external evaluator, Dr. Chance Lewis, is based at. And between him and Kathy Rigsby, our director here at the Equity Assistance Center, they've put their heads together on an event that we could do together with a focus on African-American students.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool that we're kind of reaching over to the coast, at least one of the coasts here with our work. It's nice. We're not totally landlocked here in Colorado.
No, we're trying to, be as equitable as we can.
Yes.
And we definitely, that's what we're looking for this national conference, is representation from everywhere in America, continental America. So.
Awesome. That's very good. So what kind of speakers, what kind of presentations are we going to be seeing at this?
Well, I can tell you about two of the keynoters that are going to be presenting at the conference. The other folks have not been 100% confirmed, so I don't want to give out any details until later. That'll be a podcast for the future.
Yes.
But most folks will definitely recognize their names. Dr. Donna Ford from Vanderbilt University and Dr. Ivory Tolson from Howard University, who are both in depth in the education, and their focus is urban education, also with a tie to African American students, just based on the work that they are doing. So
awesome. And so it sounds like the focus of this conference is kind of what our focus in the center is in general, which is just to promote equity for all people of whatever race or national origin.
Exactly, yeah.
This one is specifically focusing on young African American students in America.
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the goals we hope to achieve by bringing people together?
Well, one, more outreach about the work that the center does and the resources that are available for educators. Our focus is really to get school teachers, administrators, principals, school district board members, all the way up to university professors who are teaching future teachers. We want to bring all these folks together onto the same table to speak about the different challenges or opportunities that they will face while dealing with African American students in particular. Because while a lot of the challenges that all groups face, poverty being one, for example, some of the challenges that we're going to be discussing at this conference will be tailored directly for teachers dealing with African American students.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And then we should certainly say, when is the conference? Where is the conference?
Yes. Yes. So the conference is coming up really quickly. It's May 14th through the 16th. It will be held at the Sheraton Denver West Hotel, and we have all that information on our website.
Yeah, there will be plenty of links to the registration and all that good stuff in the notes for the show. Let's see, what else?
Well, this conference, it's not an annual conference, but when Kathy Rigsby, our director, had the grant, the Equity Assistance Center grant back in 2006 up at CSU Fort Collins, they held the same conference, the same idea that they turned into a conference. And so this is really where it's coming from, is Chance at that time was still a grad student.
Oh, wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, I mean, it's a really wonderful testament to the work that he's done professionally, that at one point he was the grad student and now, you know, his department is co-sponsoring this national conference.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and he's just a really nice guy, very bright.
Very on point, it seems.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And is obviously noticing that, you know, this is an area that folks may not be paying as close attention to as we are with other ethnic groups or ethnicities or different backgrounds. And
Yeah, I know we've touched on this in the past, but it seems like there's... there's a lot of people who seem to think that, you know, hardships for African American citizens has ended or something.
Yeah.
And that just simply is not even close to true. So
right.
It's good to keep that awareness.
Exactly. And obviously, most people have seen the census 2010 information that came out that talked about, you know, the shift in the population with growing numbers of Hispanic or Latino population. And that makes sense, too. But we can't move forward if we're only moving one group forward. We need to move all of the children in K-12 schools forward to, you know, reach some of the goals that, you know, President Obama has put forth about the graduation degrees or graduation levels, and then the bachelor degrees and all of that. And you don't move forward if you leave out. If you leave anybody out,
only as strong as our weakest link.
Exactly.
And equity is a pretty weak link in this country, so we should certainly be trying on all fronts.
It's an interesting conversation, I think. I mean, people, you know, like you said about, well, if President Obama is elected, then, you know, there's no hardships for African-American people. And I think that people just, they forget equity, or they assume because it is 2013...
that is
people
fine.
Are, yeah, getting an equitable treatment everywhere, including education, but also in day-to-day life, which
simply not always true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that is why we're here. This is what
the
conference is for.
Yes.
And, yeah, students, it's a cliche, but quite literally, children are our future. So if we can lay a good foundation when they're, you know, in that very malleable state, then, you know, we can set ourselves up for a much nicer retirement.
We can do good things.
Yes.
Do big things.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Last thing I definitely want to mention in this podcast is we are really hitting up on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And on Twitter, we have our own hashtag for this conference. It is hashtag AA Student Conference, and conference is CONF.
Abbreviated conference. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, we will be posting some more information about that in the future, so look for posts with that hashtag from us. Are we doing any kind of specials for early registration or anything like that?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
Sure.
We do have an early bird rate that is good. It's valid through March 15th, so exactly 1 month from today.
Oh, good.
And it's for $350. So $350 is the early bird rate. And
awesome.
Then starting March 16th through April 30th, the rate goes up to $400. And I am hoping that we will sell this conference out and that registration will be closed at the end of April, if not before.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, if you're interested, definitely. The early bird rate is not only a better price, but probably will guarantee you a spot, which sounds important. Just kind of looking at the nitty-gritty, what are people getting for their money when they register for the conference?
Well, access to all of the speakers that are going to be there. We're going to have some very interesting and innovative breakout sessions with lots of takeaways so that you can actually turn around and use this stuff in your classroom Monday when you get back to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're looking into some other sort of swag things, I guess is the best general term to use. Mm-hmm. So it is, it's going to be worth it. Food's going to be great. The venue is wonderful, by awesome. The way. The Sheraton Denver West is pretty accessible to most folks. It's right off of 6th Avenue, which is a smaller highway here in Denver, but it, right. it gets its traffic.
Right in the central mm-hmm. part of town.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the hotel, too, if you are from the Denver metro area, which we definitely want to, you know, make sure that Denver is well represented mm-hmm. there, the light rail station will be opening up, the one that goes to Colorado Mills to Lakewood. It will be opening up just a few weeks prior to our conference, so people will be able to access that as a...
Plenty of good transportation there.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's located on bus lines. I mean, we're trying to look at, you know, lots of ways for people to get to the hotel, get
have
to the meeting.
To
exactly.
Yeah. yeah. And are we going to be recording any of the speakers' addresses?
Sessions. That hasn't been 100% ironed out, but I know we're going to try and do some one-off interview podcasts sort of like this and have some...
additional content.
Have some depth, in-depth conversations with some of the speakers. Like I said, the real basic stuff about the registration and the location and my contact information is on the our website, and it is also on the conference website as
Yeah, and the EAC's information is always in the podcast show notes, so you will have our email address and our phone number and our website. And again, I'll link to the registration and information for this conference. I'll probably find some links to relevant works by the keynote speakers, and so we can have some of that going too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like really important, good stuff. It's a continuation of some work that sounds like got planted a few mm-hmm. years back. And
mm-hmm.
did they saw good things happen the first
time? So the last time that they hosted this conference, they had about 2 to 2.5 months to actually plan everything.
Oh, wow.
And it was almost like a real grassroots sort of initiative that they did. And their response was wonderful.
Awesome.
That they packed it. They sold out of registration spots. They had to turn people away at the door. I mean, and we're just really wanting to replicate that because now we've had some more planning time and
yeah,
the magic is there again. So,
we can do it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Knock on wood. And we hope to see each and every one of our listeners
Absolutely.
There. Yes.
Cool. Well, yeah. So again, early registration rates before March 15th
yes.
or up to March 15th.
March 15th, close of business.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the conference itself is going to be May 14th through 16th
yes.
of this year.
Yes.
In Denver at the Sheraton.
Yes.
Awesome.
Sheraton Denver West.
Sheraton Denver West.
Yes.
Cool. Well, yes, as always, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. The phone number here at the office is 303-556-6065, so you can always reach us that way or at eac@msudenver.edu. Thank you so much for telling us about this.
Thank you.
If you would like to contact the Region 8 Equity Assistance Center, you may do so at our website, metrostate-eac.org, at 303-556-6065, or via email at eac@msudenver.edu. Listeners are also invited to join the conversation by following us on Twitter at @EACRegion8 or by liking the Equity Assistance Center Region 8 Facebook page. Special thanks to the band Northbound for the use of their song Forward in this podcast. Thank you.